Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday afternoon. And hey, you know what? Our listeners that follow us into our live chat on YouTube, we appreciate you joining us, knowing that you know that we're still alive and we're here and looking forward to chatting with you, the three Florida amigos with another broadcast. And, you know, you do the show down in Miami at your dad's condo down there. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me, I've come to a conclusion that when we tape in the morning, and we are listening to you, it sounds like there's just a tremendous amount of traffic in back of you. And when you do it in the afternoon, I'm convinced now people just drive to work in Miami, but no one ever comes home.
Well, it's siesta time.
It is siesta time. I saw a couple older ladies just walk by the Intercoastal Waterway, and they were having a great argument. I couldn't figure out what it was, but there was a goddamn it in there. So I got to hear that.
Yeah, when you're on the third floor, you can. Are you on the third floor or the second floor?
Third floor.
Third floor. So when you can hear it, that means it's
pretty
intense.
Oh, they're talking, yeah. It's an over 50 community. So, yeah, there's usually when you spot them, you can spot them for a while.
Well, they should be heading out to dinner now.
Yeah.
Nobody got thrown into the Intercoastal Waterway?
Not yet, but the day is young.
You can only help.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the tennis balls off some walkers and see what happens.
Very, very exciting. I know that no matter what, I don't think I would move into an area where it had an age prerequisite. I mean, because
the
point is, I look at people down here that are over 55, and I don't want to be anywhere near them. I'd rather be near younger people. That's just my
father, you know, he got this condo when his brother passed, but what he was looking for was an 18 to 20 female community.
And which is normal for your dad. That would fit in.
There's
a place down here called The Reef, which is Florida Gulf Coast University. That's the place your old man needs to be in.
Ron and Fez used to do a bit called The Reef, where they would pretend to be on an ocean reef and all the employees of WNEW were floating by with cordial drinks in their hand. They'd say, oh, look, there's Pete Johnson with a Mai Tai.
Really? Yeah. They were clever dudes. They were the ones that just knew, let's just wing it. Throw it up and see what sticks to the wall.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to our show for a Tuesday. Rob, still in Miami, will be for probably the end of the week, I would imagine, when your dad has a procedure and maybe permanently. I think that you look
like, I'll be on the boat. And, you know, the boat returns to Miami. So
how many more podcasts for the tax write-off? So you can just be a Florida resident.
I get the homestead agreement on my taxes. I'll be fine.
After the show, when we were talking about it yesterday, I did research as to what the requirements are. It just popped up on my feed, and I looked at it anyway. Requirements for a foreign passport. Mm-hmm. And the Irish, there were like five countries where it's easy to get a foreign passport. Ireland was there, but Ireland, you had to have connective tissue with a great grandparent at minimum. And I do have, I believe, a great grandparent that is buried in Ireland. The question is getting the paperwork and whether that would be something I could do.
we have looked into it.
Not for me, right?
Not for you, but we've looked into it because Kelly hits those requirements for Italy with a great-grandparent.
She has a great-grandparent that was born in Italy.
But you have to go to the small town in Italy and get the paperwork itself.
And
I didn't realize that your betrothed was Italian. Does she have the cooking gene from an Italian family? Because usually that's a big deal.
I mean, she cooks great, so maybe.
Really? When you say she cooks great, does she cook Italian food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's we're putting a pasta. Well, we're putting like a pasta sauce thing that she made up in the
Italian
cookbook.
They have Italian hot dogs, Italian Skittles. They're all in the cookbook.
So much pizza.
Thank you to Gilbert Gottfried. God rest his merry soul for the $5 super chat. We sincerely appreciate that. And for everybody that's joining us today.
And you know, Mike, we've all looked into it. I looked into getting citizenship in Poland, but they had lost the form.
Would you be? Yeah, that's right. The guy with the form died.
Classic.
If you were breaking down your ethnicity, would the Poles be prominently featured? Polish mm-hmm. people.
That's Spiewak is pretty much a straight shot from the Polish.
Okay, and the Soroka is same. That some sort of is that Polish too?
Straight from Poland.
You mm-hmm. two are so Polish.
You're right. I wish I could argue it.
I was 56% when we did. We had the sponsorship. One of the two, 23andMe. Was that the one that was sponsoring our show? 23andMe said 56%. 56% Irish. So more than half, which was very big, a big surprise to me. Which means my mom had to have a little Irish in her makeup too,
at least once.
Well, yeah, buddy.
I did. Now, I did my search with 22 and you, and it said I was 100% asshole.
Later on in the show, we will be joined by the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. He was scheduled to be on right at the beginning of the show, but he is in his car. And by the way, Josh and I were discussing, it's got the top of it is cut out. And it's just his giant head, sticking out of the car driving along right now. We just thought when he comes on the show, it would be so wonderful if for some reason he had even a slightly oversized head.
I found out his brother-in-law is Mr. Met.
That to me would be, if you listen to the background, the anthem of South Florida in season.
Yes.
There's the siren. There is the siren. There it is. Fantastic. And my apologies to the people at Disney. I think somebody else bought the farm at Disney in the last couple of days. I read that story. I think this is the third in a month that they've... Yeah. Now, one person, you know, unfortunately, I think at the Contemporary Hotel decided to, you know, take the elevator from the top to the bottom, but not use the elevator. So,
that would be a lovely way to die, though. The Contemporary is a wonderful property.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Rob. It would be a lovely way to die, jumping from a
You would probably land on handmade tile floors with hidden Mickeys.
Oh, it was very close to the monorail.
Very, very nice. That's very exactly. clever, boys. So welcome to the show, as I've said 9 times now. I heard it's a Tuesday. There's always a very... Are you drinking sugary soda?
Don't.
Are you drinking sugary soda, for the love of God?
Hey, he's living in a hospital. He can do anything. Right?
Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me today.
All right. Man. Just looking out for you. You know, I mean, pretty soon they're going to be putting your pacemaker in a second, you know, if you're drinking those sugary sodas.
Yeah, because
sodas.
Everyone knows how Coca-Cola causes heart failure.
Right. Well, you could tie it. You could tie sugary soda to heart failure.
Yeah, well, you can tie anything to heart failure if you want. But, Mike, I don't smoke. I have my daily workout regimen. I'm in fine health.
You know what? Knock yourself out. Look, when you're dealing with loved ones who are dealing with medical situations, you get, what did you feel?
I just realized I had my visitor sticker. You can see my face.
You know, it doesn't matter how sick Rob's dad is. As time passes, we go back to being ourselves, and it's just impossible not to.
Oh, I just look forward to this hour and a half every
day.
Okay,
well, that's good. I'm glad
day.
You do. I'm
this
glad
is the
you
best
do.
Part. Yeah,
I'm glad. And
Rob, send me that visitor sticker. We'll make that the next TMOS T-shirt.
That'd be beautiful.
Hey, can just I ask you a question? Speaking of getting crap online, something that caught me by surprise right around the time that we did the cocktail hour for Adult-a-ween Cocktacular.
Yeah.
And you generated that T-shirt. And
yes.
For whatever reason, that was the moment that people decided to jump on your ass about
AI artwork.
AI graphic design.
Yeah, I saw that. Why do they care?
But why did it happen all of a sudden? Just you know,
because people aren't that smart. They don't realize that everything in the world they see is touched by AI now.
Right.
And artists are using it as tools that for those T-shirts, it started with AI. And then it's tracing the characters and adding the text and making it lay out look right. Mm-hmm. AI had your broom crooked, and so crooked it made no sense. So we had to go into Photoshop and clean that up. So yeah, AI is a great foundation, mm-hmm. and it's something everyone uses. Mm-hmm. I think people are just annoyed at how easy it is. They're probably graphic artists.
There are two times a year. There's post-Halloween. There is August and there is February, and those are, I have been doing this so long and so has Rob, that you know the times of year mm-hmm. where people are, and as you start to creep into the holidays, yeah. that's where the haters really start. Sense. It comes out of the woodwork. Carla posted a video with Michael where they were singing some song, and one has a rap lyric that has a dirty word in it, mm-hmm. and she yeah. got
It's trending
the,
everywhere now.
It's trending everywhere, but it's got a naughty word in it, the MF-er word that came in that, and
oh
my God, she was just, what was the comment on the one particular subset of hater fans for this mm-hmm. show? Weird to say that, isn't it? Hater fans.
You know, yeah. I think they
People listen
to the listen hardest,
every
Mike.
Episode, it's but hey. Like
hater obsessed.
Hater obsessed, and they were.
They're
you're
our best
getting
listeners.
You're getting savaged on that. Well, of course we. How can we get anything else but savaged on
and
that?
You know what? If you're complaining about that video, then you have no clue what's going on in the rest of the world
mm-hmm.
because everyone's on that bandwagon. I'm seeing celebrities, sports stars, politicians all doing that same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get to a point where. When I'm driving around in the car with my son and a naughty word comes out, I said, no, now listen, language. I correct 500 times a day. I'll do the correction. And I also temper it with warnings about don't let him hear you say that in school. Don't say that.
I think that's the most valid way to handle it.
Didn't we always say that? You said that to your kids. I say it all the time. But let's be perfectly honest here. The awareness of those words and the awareness of everything mm-hmm. among little people is all-encompassing. They all know that
now
word.
More
they
than
say
ever.
That word now yep. more than ever, more mm-hmm. than it's ever been.
No, we're
you
seeing
know?
It. We're seeing it with politicians now more than ever.
Yes, mm-hmm.
when you've never saw that growing up.
Yeah, where you'll see the politicians say F no.
Oh, I thought you were saying that more politicians were MFers now.
No, they're just using
bad
language.
Curse words okay. that they never did before.
Yeah.
Which also is somehow kind of taking the power out of those words.
Can I ask you a question about politics, Josh? And this is
yes.
I'm not doing this.
Oh yeah,
it is
happy election
day,
everybody.
Did you absentee vote in the state of Virginia? It's a big deal up there.
I know.
You didn't, did you?
I was called down here rather unexpectedly. I haven't
no
missed
excuse.
I haven't missed an election since 1992.
I understand.
Don't worry. The nose is going to win anyway.
Who's the nose?
Spamberger. She's okay. got a great big honker, man.
They're both crazy ladies.
They are. They are. But she's the less crazy one.
See, I'm so removed. I'm a real Floridian. I know nothing about it. But here's the question. And this is how I deal with my right-wing contingent over at Happy Valley. Because this is the question I have for you. Has this guy, Mamdani, that's running for mayor in New York, has he been or has the subject of Mamdani in New York been all over Fox?
Yeah, it's been over it pretty well.
Because that is all talk about is the communist from New York City. And I'm like, he must be all over Fox News if they're going to be talking about
they
it.
They brought him out as a character in the lead sketch, the cold open of Saturday Night Live this week. And they brought in a guest to play him that did it really funny because he said, I'm going to now end everything. I know you're scared of me, and I'm going to end every sentence with a smile that actually pains my face. And then he went like that. But it's a good opening sketch. It broke down all the stuff going
on
in New York.
Well, that's how I know that they're doing it. And right now, I pick my moments. There, I'm not going to engage during the off-year elections, especially the off-off-year elections.
I have nothing to vote for here. I don't know how South Florida is. There's nothing here.
I don't think
all
we've
politics
got
is local, Mike. You're blowing your privilege.
There's no local politics here.
Well, I don't think we even have an election here.
There's
nothing. You don't?
No.
Then you should have one yourself. Set up in your front yard.
Somebody's. Did you take any drugs when you were at the hospital today?
I haven't taken any drugs today, oh, but I am I'm a little weary.
Are you a little It's always a different energy when we tape in the afternoon. By the way, we'll go back to normal coming up here soon. I'm not sure exactly when, but I have to check with Josh's softball schedule too to see
if he makes the playoffs.
I believe it's 3 weeks.
Are you going? Is there a chance you'll go to the playoffs?
I've been told that there is no softball playoffs this year because of a girls' softball college tournament or something.
Okay, from the on the field.
That's taken over field time. But we do have our guest here from the Bobblehead Museum.
Oh, well, then let me give him a proper intro before you bring him in. Let's see. Phil Sklar, ladies and gentlemen, is co-founder and I hope he's got a big head. Is co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. He is here to tell us about their latest release celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Garbage Pail Kids. Either one of you from the Garbage Pail Kids era?
That would be my generation.
Yeah. That's not your generation. Wild collectible tribute to one of the most iconic and grossly hilarious pop culture sensations. Let's welcome Phil Sklar, who was, we'll give you the joke, Phil, was driving along the highway with the hole in the top of his car cut out with his giant head.
Huge bobbling head.
I know. Phil, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
You know, the way the shoulders look in the green, now, unfortunately, your head is not large.
You can't wish it to happen.
It to happen as much as it would be. God, it would be delightful. It would be delightful even if Phil could manipulate his camera so that his head would appear.
You're asking an awful lot. I know.
Let's just welcome him. By the way, Sklar, a huge name in showbiz, by the way. Sklar is everywhere. Permeate show business. There are Sklars in entertainment management. There are Sklars in stand-up comedy. There are Sklars in radio. Radio management. That name is a very prominent name. Do you have anybody that's connected to the business of show, Phil?
Not that I know of. The comedy Sklars, we've done bobbleheads of the Sklar brothers, but Sklar no relation.
Been on this show. I like the Sklar brothers, both very, very funny twin comedians. And congratulations on the 40th anniversary of the Garbage Pail Kids. You must be fit to be tied.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are.
Sports cards growing up, and so very familiar with the Garbage Pail Kids. And we had been talking to them for a few years about doing the first Garbage Pail Kids bobbleheads, and the opportunity arose right here for the 40th anniversary, which is being celebrated this year. And we unveiled the first five in the collection, and fans have really given us great feedback, and more to come probably.
Who owns the rights to the Garbage Pail Kids likenesses? Because I know, like, if you wanted to do an Elvis thing, you'd have to go through Graceland. Who do you have to contact to make a Garbage Pail Kid bobblehead?
Yeah, so it's actually through Topps, and Topps is has
the baseball company. Yeah,
correct. Yep, the same people who made the iconic baseball cards of yesteryear and continue to make cards are the ones that developed. That's one of their original IPs. So they created Garbage Pail Kids 40 years ago, and have been going strong ever since, coming out with unique, wacky, fun takes on the Garbage Pail Kids, which were inspired by Cabbage Patch Kids.
Of course.
Right. Rob, in my 15 decades of radio and digital media, was there ever a time? I don't think so. Was there ever a time when we were immortalized in bobblehead? I know there was a lot of animation. I know that I was and I'm very proud to say, looking back on my career, that I was the Shoppers Food Warehouse top quality
I know you hate doing it because it's what everyone asks, but could you give us a little of it?
With top warehouse prices every day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I love that you please the fans when you do that.
I don't think I ever had an opportunity. And, we got a guy here that probably knows where you get those things done. Phil, let me talk about you. I could make it all about me, but that's rude, and I don't intend to do that. I want to talk about the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. I want to know everything about it. I want to know where it is. Mm-hmm. I want to know how you got the idea. I want to know how many bobbleheads are in there. Let's talk all bobbleheads all the time, and then we'll get to the nasty ass little Garbage Pail Kids. But first, I want to ask you how the whole thing came about and where you put it and how it's going and all that stuff.
Sounds great. Yeah, we're located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right in the downtown area. Over 10,000 unique bobbleheads on display, open 7 days a week for people to bobble in and check them all out. Everything from sports to pop culture, politics, movies, comics, you name it. We have plenty of radio broadcasters and hosts and things of that nature, so we'll have to get you, maybe get you a bobblehead and get you on display.
Oh, you're melting my heart right now. I was talking to Josh before the before you came on during the show opening, where I thought, like, during the interview, every time I asked you a question and you would answer it, I would just respond by going. I'm sorry. When we tape in the afternoon, Phil, it just we get weird.
I don't know what's going on. When a fella walks into the bobblehead museum.
Shut up, Rob.
When
they bobble in. I've been to several of Madame Tussauds' wax museums, and they tend to put the figures thematically organized. How do you present the bobbleheads in the
museum? Great question.
It is, yeah. So, yeah, we do have them organized by category. So you'll find baseball, basketball, football, hockey, all the other sports, and then all the non-sports with, you know, political, movies, music, comics. So it is range by category. We have a big Wisconsin section for our local visitors and people who want to see the local teams and people. And then we also
is there
have
a bobble cheese head?
Oh yes, yeah, several of them.
That must be tough. That must be even tough to keep that upright, you know, because you got the bobble head and the cheese on top of it. Mm-hmm. I would imagine would be
plenty of them. There's a bit of everything. Every team's represented when it comes to the major teams. Most of the minor league teams are represented. People find, you know, relatives, people find their own bobbleheads from time to time. So we also have scavenger hunts people of all ages have enjoyed. So going around trying to find different bobbleheads, and then also a Waldo bobblehead that's hiding and moved around the museum for people to.
It says here that the Garbage Pail Kids were a iconic part of pop culture in the 80s. When did the bobblehead really come into the culture? For because I know it seems like almost as long as I can remember, we've had sports teams that have bobblehead nights. I mean, it's the
greatest stadium giveaway there is.
I mean, I never remember. It just seems like it's always been there. When did the whole bobblehead thing really gain traction in America?
Yeah, so the craze in the U.S. really took off in 1960. That's when there were the first sports bobbleheads. Those are ones that people would buy at the stadiums, that generic boy face that all the different teams, baseball, basketball, football, hockey. They sold them. Kids played with them in a lot of cases, smashed them together, broke them. They're made out of paper mache.
Right.
Some people collected them. Some of those are quite valuable nowadays. They sort of faded out in the 70s and 80s, which might be why there were no bobbleheads of Garbage Pail Kids in the 80s. 1999 is really the pivotal time for bobbleheads resurgence. 89.
Did you say 89?
99.
Is there a Honus Wagner of bobblehead? Well, that's Rob. That's
like I know.
Card.
I totally understand it. Yeah.
An MVP bobblehead?
There is. So the 1960 New York Yankees, they made, you know, the standard size, about 6 inches tall, but they also made it some 14-inch tall, oversized ones for stores to put in their display to get people excited, get them in the door. The Yankees one recently sold for just under $90,000. There's only a few known in existence. So that's the Honus Wagner. It's definitely not as valuable as the $3-6 million Honus Wagner, but it's still pretty
that's
valuable.
What Honus
when
is
you,
right
when
now.
You display Amazing. Them in the museum, are they on a shelf? Or because if they're on a shelf, they're not going to bobble. They're going to just stay still.
So they are on shelves. We're in an old building, so there is some movement, especially by a train track. So, you know, people who come when the train's going by, we'll get some extra.
I would imagine, going into the museum, you'd have to have some signs up, no touching, because, I mean, who would walk by a bobblehead without, resisting the urge to give it a little tweak when they do that? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the Mike O'Mara show right now, this is my kind of interview. No, I mean, I love this. This is what if you want to know, really, if I'm halfway through this interview with Phil, and I'm already saying to myself, I love this. This is, to me, what we need more of in America, these kind of conversations, because we're talking about pop culture, but it's funny pop culture, too, which is,
it's a huge collector's item also.
It is. It's a huge, you've got, over your shoulder,
I've got
Josh.
About 100
you got every
Oreo bobbleheads in my office.
Do you have the most? Who is your most cherished Oreo?
I don't have them. I don't know. I've got a few Cal. I've got a few Cal bobbleheads.
Cal.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Cal.
How could it not be Cal?
Well, I've also got Jim Palmer back there. I've got Brooks Robinson. I've got, but yeah, it's
the Oreo bird is back there. I can see.
The bird's back there.
Fred Lynn.
So.
Why is it always Fred Lynn with you? Why is it always Fred Lynn with you, Rob?
Because he's a funny looking player, I remember.
Phil, do you have a personal favorite in the museum?
So it'd probably come down to the first bobblehead that we produced, which is of a friend of ours, Special Olympian and manager for the Milwaukee Panthers sports team. So when me and the other co-founder, 2003, started collecting bobbleheads when he was working for minor league baseball team, our collection grew out of control. 2013, we looked into producing a bobblehead. We wanted to honor our friend Michael with the bobblehead, had a great experience with that. So we started to make a list of other people, characters that have never had bobbleheads before, and put the idea of having one-of-a-kind museum along with the company that produces markets unique bobbleheads.
Oh, see,
together.
That's cool. I love that tie-in that you actually do, because I didn't know that until this very moment. I thought it was just the museum and the Hall of Fame where you're churning these things out all the time. I would imagine it's kind of a pretty steady demand for that kind of stuff, right?
There is, and there's always new characters. I mean, the Garbage Pail Kids are old, but they've never had bobbleheads before. You know, there's new politicians. If you look at the news, you know, there's new people coming up. We can create bobbleheads of them. There's always new events, new things going viral. So it's sort of a never-ending opportunity. We've done 225 different colleges bobbleheads for them.
Wow.
And more counting. A lot of those have never had bobbleheads before. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's something that people continue to buy and enjoy, and so we'll continue to produce them.
Do you manufacture them at all, or is that separate from the museum and Hall of Fame?
So we handle all the design and we coordinate the manufacturing. They're manufactured overseas, so we can contract with, the
China!
Yes.
China! The reason I ask is some years ago, my father, he commissioned a bobblehead of his brother. And it came, and, you send a picture of profile and in forefront, and they did an amazing job. I mean, it really looked like him. So I'm wondering, do they start with, a base head and just add stuff, or is everything custom down to the letter? How do they do it?
Everything's custom. So yeah, basically we'll take those pictures. We do custom bobbleheads, one off or 1 million off. Take those pictures. First one's hand sculpted out of clay. So the person was looking at the pictures of, your relative sculpting it, and people get to go back and forth. So we'll send the pictures and they'll say, hey, make the nose a little bigger, the head a little, smaller, those type of things.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
If I go into your museum and Hall of Fame and I'm in there, is there an area where I would say, hey, Uncle Zippy, that would be a great Christmas gift. Can I facilitate getting somebody a bobblehead if I go to your place?
Yeah, you can do it both at the museum or in our online store. And it's a unique thing. We're actually working with a company that produces them in the U.S. now based on 3D scans. So they'll print it and get it within a few days as opposed to, several weeks. It's a little bit different style bobblehead, but, within the next few weeks, we'll have that live. It's the first of its kind 3D printing.
Cool. That's really cool.
More than I expected talking to Phil here. Have the tariffs eaten into your profits at all?
Yeah, so like any business who imports from China, we've had that effect. So we either have, a choice to raise the prices, pass that on to consumers, or, eat it or do a mix. So, we've tried to keep prices reasonable. We want people to be able to buy bobbleheads. It definitely has an impact, and we'll see, what happens. Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty, too, just with, you don't know if you wake up the next morning, it might be 100%. 200%, 5,000%.
Rolando in our chat group on YouTube right now, I'm not going to bite on this particular comment, but I will share it with you. He says, my bobblehead has human hair on it. I'm not going for that, Rolando.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to ask you where. I'm not. All right? So there, put that in your bobblehead and do it. I think this is cool. And I'll tell you, I am, as we're doing this thing here about bobbleheads, it is all of my fiber not to be talking to my executive producer in St. Augustine, Florida, Josh LaRocca, and
I'm expecting the after-show discussion. I think you can almost do it yourself.
Yeah.
Here you go. People hate AI. There's your AI bobblehead.
No.
No, excuse me.
Somehow
what? Excuse
AI
me.
Decided
is there any
you have
I lost
to sit down.
80 effing pounds, and somehow, once again, your bobblehead looks like Brad Pitt, and my bobblehead looks like I'm a 90-year-old bedridden obesity patient.
I thought that was the bobblehead of Ironside.
What the hell is that? Why?
It's just, AI.
How come you're standing? Jesus
well, that
Christ.
Was my question. Why you're the only one sitting?
Look at how much, fatter I am than Rob. And Rob, and I'm not drinking cola.
I know. That would be better
Rob
on me.
Rob is drinking cola. You got to redo that. Blow that up. Now I don't want a bobblehead anymore.
The first AI rendition had my name wrong.
Okay. I get it.
Phil, we have mostly a grown-up audience on this show. What is, would you say, the sexiest bobblehead?
Sexiest bobblehead? I don't know. Maybe... my bobblehead? I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Is there a Pamela Anderson bobblehead in your museum?
Yeah, I think there's Pamela, Jenna Jameson.
There you go.
Yeah,
Jenna Jameson. Wow. Yeah. I'd love to see her head bobble.
We have some of the first ladies coming, too. So, you know, Martha Washington, you know.
And the Nancy Reagan, God rest her soul, bobblehead is actual size. Because we always used to describe her as having the, and also the Jerry Stiller, God rest his soul, bobblehead, you know.
Actual
also.
Height.
As far as these garbage pail kids, wildly popular, I take it. Some of the most famous ones in ever, right? The whole cartoon series based on bobbleheads, the whole look, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely play very well, the bobbleheads. The Atom Bomb has definitely been the most popular. He's sort of the signature character right there on the bottom right corner. With the head exploding, it'll be a really fun one.
I remember him, strangely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one is that? Oh, there, the one in the lower right hand corner.
Yep.
I love that one. That's cool.
Leaky Lindsay. They have some really amazing characters, and they translate really well to bobblehead. So fans can definitely stay tuned because we'll continue to do more in the series given the popularity so far that we've had.
Well, folks, if you go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I highly recommend stopping by the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Phil, you put up with all of our garbage pail stuff today,
and we
appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on, and I wish you great success, especially with those GD tariffs that everybody's dealing right now. I won't burden you with requests for bobbleheads. I'll be talking to that man in the lower right hand corner.
We'll talk later
about that. Yeah. We will do that. But Phil,
good
luck.
I feel bad. I'm away because I could show you my bobblehead someday. I shall.
You have a bobblehead?
Oh, I have several. They're Frankenberry. I have Colonel Sanders.
Right.
I have, of course, Elvis Presley, and I have Ovi. I've got four of them in my house.
All right.
I got the little Utz girl here.
Look at that.
That's one newer edition.
That's the sexiest bobblehead.
Fantastic. Phil, thank you very much for joining us on the show. We sincerely appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Phil.
Phil Sklar, co-founder, CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame.
I'm so glad you didn't bring up the scandal, Mike.
This is when I said anybody. I loved that.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how much I love talking to people. It really gets, it's just, you know, not that I'm, you know, don't like talking to you guys every day, but that was fun. Yeah. That was a lot more fun than I expected it would be, you know?
And Mike, I'll say it. I'm glad you didn't bring up the scandal.
What was the scandal?
They're always in the crosshairs of the Parkinson's people. They hate them.
Okay. All right. You've spent too much time in hospitals. All right. We have to.
He's in that hospital. And he's got one person to entertain.
I know.
This is his only time out.
God, I tell you, it's
well,
not
well,
right.
What can I say? I could apologize, but instead I'll just thank you for putting up with me. Thank
all
you.
All right, very good.
Now, Mike,
yes?
I did ask AI to make you a garbage pail kid.
Okay.
Since you're not familiar, what they do is take people and just make them look like they live in trash.
Okay, I'd like to see that. Here we go.
And here's Trashy Mike.
Is he still sitting?
He's still sitting, I think. AI thinks Mike just sits all the time.
All right, Josh. Josh.
You were asking me earlier why people hate AI.
I have lost a little bit of weight. I need to.
The internet does not.
But it certainly got my shaved head. It got my stubbly head. It got that right with the hairs coming out. We'll take it up separately. I will tell
ChatGPT right now, Mike lost a lot of weight.
Yes. All right. Thank you. This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home
a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Be later in the show. A lot of stuff is going on. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Are you? Souls out of office gummies are your ticket to calm every time, every single time. They help you relax, they quiet the noise, you drift off naturally with the perfect mix of CBD and THC. They deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, it lifts your mood, and it sparks creativity as well. You can choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want to fully unplug. Rob is in love with do you bring any 15s down to Miami with you?
I did, but that's not our lead story. Our lead story is yesterday we had a really, really long day with my dad, and we didn't get home until like 9:30, quarter to 10. Kathy did not want to have a glass of wine, but we were all keyed up. She took a 10 last night and had the most lovely night's sleep she's had in over a week. So with all the stuff she's going through, those gummies are what really helped her get through last night.
She
so
woke up and you were right to her left, which was
strange. That's horrible.
Try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good. And when it's deep restorative sleep you're after, Soul Sleepy Gummies have you covered. Every product hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, baby. And nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com. Promo code TMOS for 30% off, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, tidbits. Yeah.
News. News.
News and views, Mike.
News.
Everyone has opinions.
Who's playing that? You, Josh, or Rob?
I am.
All right. You can't bring your stuff down to Miami or get it down there or anything like that.
Is it online?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what's
going on.
I'd have
to bring my entire desktop down here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. You have it in your desktop?
It's in my desktop, which is connected to everything. Yeah. So
the desktop connected to the laptop, and the laptop connected to the iPad, and the iPad connected to the iPhone. That's a. Let's move on, shall
Please,
we? I'm
yes.
ready. I'm ready to go right now. Maybe, you know, some might say, Mike, why don't you step up and play your own music? Send it to me, and I'll do that tomorrow. I think that's a really, really cool idea, and I just came up with it. So. There you go.
Did you not hear the sounder when I played it?
No, I didn't. Did you hear it, Rob?
I heard it.
You heard it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I heard it just now at the end. I didn't hear that when I pointed. Did I, Rob?
It came in late, but it was there.
Late.
It came in late. That's the whole point I'm talking about. Is that what that's it? You know?
Well, no, when you said you didn't hear it.
Here we go. We'll try it again. We'll do it like this.
Okay, here we go. We'll do it live.
That's why I love Soul's Out of Office Gummies. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Got some news for you right now. Let's take it away. Dick Cheney, the hard-charging conservative who became one of the most powerful and polarizing voices of history as far as vice presidents are concerned and throughout his political career. He was a leading advocate for the invasion of Iraq. He has died at 84. George W. Bush's vice president died Monday from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. That was according to his family.
It's lucky he wasn't shot at a hunting trip.
That happened too to him. Yeah. Remember when that happened?
Very well, yes.
It's a big deal. Cheney served father and son presidents, leading the armed forces as defense chief during the Persian Gulf War under President George H.W. Bush before returning to public life under his son. Cheney was, in effect, the chief operating officer of the younger Bush's presidency. He had a hand, often a commanding one, in implementing decisions most important to the president and surpassing interests to himself, all while living with decades of heart disease. And he had like a gazillion heart attacks, right?
Yeah, he was mostly electronic. Am I the only one that when I read it, I thought it was an old headline? I thought he was already dead.
No, I knew he was.
You knew he was still alive?
Well, he was very active with Liz Cheney and making comments about Trump and stuff
that's
like
true.
That.
I think you probably had my issue where I get him and John McCain confused.
Okay.
No, I don't do that. I just thought he was dead.
You two will have to take that. You're friends,
and
so
Cheney,
take it up for one of your friendly exchanges.
Shot someone else, right? He didn't get shot.
He shot a hunting buddy. And he goes way back. Doesn't he go back to the Ford administration?
Yes, he was Ford's chief of staff way back.
Oh, God,
so
that's
when?
A long career.
Let's see. He lived with heart disease. He lived with a heart transplant. He consistently defended the extraordinary tools of surveillance, detention, inquisition that were employed in response to September 11, the 9/11 attacks. George W. Bush said history will remember him as among the finest public servants of his generation, a patriot who brought integrity, high intelligence, and seriousness of purpose to every position he held. Whether you disagree or agree with his positions, I don't think you can disagree that he was a bright guy. He was one of the best and brightest. He really was.
What I love is that, you
sharp
know,
dude.
Vice presidents so often fade into the background, but whenever you saw Dick Cheney, you just saw a fun-loving, funny guy.
No, you
that
didn't.
Loved life.
No, you
and,
didn't.
And he loved
no.
kids. You know,
no,
he loved
no.
Mike. He collected circus memorabilia. And he was wonderful. I saw him once
all
at the.
Right.
Okay. He was wearing a ringmaster's costume.
Thanks. Okay, let's move on, shall we? If you're a parent, you are your child's personal ChatGPT, only less wrong and also less right. Let me explain. According to a new report, the average parent with a young child fields 46 questions per day from their kid. That's on average. So one parent with an aloof 14-year-old may get one question per day, while another parent with an inquisitive 3-year-old may receive 4,396 questions per day.
Been there.
Most of the time, the questions aren't that difficult. Parents say they typically find themselves without answers about 35% of the time, like maybe if they're asked, where do dreams go when you wake up?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. That's a real little kid one right there.
Yeah.
91% of parents believe it's important to foster their child's natural curiosity and interests.
Like, what if oxygen is killing us?
Yeah, that might be a podcaster that made that statement a short time ago.
Well, I believe that question, that was a son asking his dad.
A podcast.
A question.
Yeah,
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I could, and I'm, you know, stupid enough to say, hey. But anyway, do they want them to be aware of their surroundings? They do want them to be aware of their surroundings. The average parent tells their kid to be careful 27 times per day. I still do it. I have a 12-year-old. I'm doing it constantly. 77% of parents believe their child is more curious than they were at their age. That's a stone cold lock for all of my kids.
Not me.
No.
I was
a I bet you were like, what about? Right?
My favorite question that my kids ever ask me is, do you think I'll go to heaven? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Donald Trump.
Would you like to know, and I think this is absolutely true.
Yeah.
The most annoying question I asked my parents, and this is standard for anybody in my generation. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Ready? Here it is. Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Going to Maine? Are we there yet? And this is back in the day. No car seats. Two parents huffing on Kent cigarettes the whole way with the windows rolled up, going 75 miles per hour in a car that probably would fail today every modern crash test there is.
You weren't playing with your iPad?
No. I was arguing with my sister. That's how, and we were back in the flat part of the car where, you know, even going over to a speed bump would give us a traumatic brain injury. That's, I'm just telling the truth, folks. That's all I'm trying to do. Caffeine intake is way up over the past decade, partly because of energy drinks, but the average cup of coffee is also just stronger than it used to be. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And we're drinking more of it, hopefully Charlie's Choice.
Love Charlie's Choice.
Isn't that good stuff? Mm, that is.
Boy.
A writer for The Telegraph talked to an expert who explained why too much caffeine can actually make your driving worse. If you're a little drowsy, caffeine can make you feel more alert, but you eventually reach a point where you should just pull over and sleep. If you have caffeine, I'm confused.
I think they're saying you're just going to crash harder, that the caffeine won't keep you going the whole time.
Hold it. You're going to crash or the car is going to crash?
Probably both.
You will have a caffeine crash, and if you don't pull over, the car may crash.
Yeah, right.
Here are five ways too much coffee can make you a worse driver. Poor decision-making. Adding caffeine when you really need sleep can make you more anxious and affect decision-making skills. The thing I hate, we have a straight line on both sides of the state. You guys know this. It's 95 mm-hmm. and 75.
Yes.
What you get on those things is you get the long strings of traffic that might be cruising at 70 miles an hour, and then suddenly the brake lights, and you got to be, if you're jumpy, you could screw the person in back of you.
Yeah,
that's the way
absolutely.
That could go down. Let's see, tremors. overstimulating your nervous system can cause your hands and legs to shake. Is mm-hmm. that as bad for you as it used to be, Rob, or is it still happening?
Well, we got in the car straps, so I don't shake anymore, and I wear my seatbelt very tight, and I grab the wheel super tight at 10 and 2.
Here you are shaking.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. There we are.
And you're standing.
I know.
But his hair looks like Gavin McLeod, not
yeah,
Michael
because
Mara.
I have hair on the top yes. of my head. Yeah. So I would have a hair like long.
I like that. Mike's got an SM7. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can spot the microphone.
Certainly like that one better than the last one, but you know, it's just every time. You know what he uses? He uses Soroka AI. That's what he uses for that. Yeah. So, you know, it's like make something that makes me look the best.
Yeah, he looks like a supermodel in all those things.
Well, this list doesn't know what it wants to do. Number three is slowed reactions. A little caffeine makes you more alert, but too much causes over arousal. Oh, I've had that before.
Yeah.
And delayed reaction times. Number four is visual disturbance. All this from coffee? Are you S-ing me? Come on now.
Too much coffee, Mike, is what they're saying.
Visual disturbances. Too much caffeine can make your eye muscle twitch, so it's harder to focus. Oh, shut up. It is not.
That's like if you drink like five of those five-hour energies.
Exactly.
You just grab a case of them.
Yeah.
And then this one I buy completely, headaches. Caffeine constricts the blood vessels, and that usually helps with headaches. That's why it's in a lot of headache meds, caffeine is.
Excedrin, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I remember when I had migraines, they gave me a drug. I still remember the name, called Cafergot. That's what, and I didn't do well with it, but it had a lot of caffeine in it. If you drink a lot of coffee every day, it can backfire.
Yeah, you the can flip your
can
car.
Come. Your body adapts and your blood vessels get used to being tighter than normal. So when caffeine levels drop, you get them withdrawal headaches.
That's the worst. I'd rather have a too much caffeine headache than a not enough.
That comes from Doom and Gloom magazine. I mean, God. A factory worker. I love this story, by the way. A factory worker in Russia is being sued by his company because he mistakenly received all of his coworkers' paychecks in his account.
That
came out to about $87,000, and he is refusing to return it. The company says there was a software glitch and that he's not entitled to that money. The total was supposed to be paid out among 34 employees. The man says he did his own research online and found out that if it's billing error, he is obligated to return it. But if it's technical glitch, it's his call to return or not. And naturally, that's what he claims it is.
Yeah. You know, Venmo always warns me. Make sure you're sending it to the right person because you can't get it back.
Yeah. This happened a little while back, and in the first two rounds of cases, the courts have sided with the company. Shocker. But now the man has appealed to Russian Supreme Court. I didn't know they had one.
That'll work well. I'm sure it's great.
They've agreed to look at it. So that's not decided yet. We
loser
will see
gets beheaded.
And the winner gets $87,000.
Bottom of the steps. gun in the back of the head. That's mm-hmm. the way they do it in Soviet Union.
In finally, Russia, you pay boss.
Finally today, Oreo announced a new special edition tin of cookies that taste like Thanksgiving foods. You can't get them in stores, just online. You know what? I'm playing into the Oreo machine here.
Let me and the just, tin really? Is so they can put even less inside.
Yeah, let mm-hmm. me tell you this, Mike, and I've said it before.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the National Biscuit Company. When you see how much of your cookie aisle at your supermarket
right.
is taken up, not just by Nabisco stuff, just Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
give
ridiculous.
Me three varieties. That's all I need. That's all right. I need. Yeah.
So the flavors, you know, turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie, caramel apple, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. And I wanted to make the announcement on this show. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, we've had viral moments occasionally on this show. But the viral moment, this will be bigger than anything else.
Really?
Hear me. Share this because I think it's important. Oreos are people. Oreos are made from people. There, I said it. Now, listen, they're going to go after me for
that's
this.
Why they're so good?
They're so good because they've got a little people in them.
Yeah,
that's
and it represents...
Not a little. It's all people. It's ground-up human beings.
And it represents both the blacks and the whites.
Yes, that's it. See? Okay. Hey, you ruined it again. Thank you. All right, now we have to move on. Move on, please. Yes, thank you. Uncommon goods. Oh, I brought it out to my seating area.
Well, because it's so good, you need to use it.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods. We love them. They have thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. You can stay on this website for such a long time because there's so many different things for so many people that are into different things. They look for products that are high quality, and they have something for everyone. Moms, dads, kids, teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, people that spend 15 to 16 hours a day in a chair, like me. And I get my special chair caddy, as I like to call it. Probably
lap
not the
desk.
Probably not. Well, yeah, that's what you call it. I call it my chair caddy.
Okay.
It's fantastic. Rob found
leaning into the internet thinking you sit all day.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's why they put it in the bobblehead.
Yeah.
You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. The Irish would say, $3 million. That's serious money. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. You'll have fun on the website, I guarantee it.
Oh, it's fun,
that's
yeah.
uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Uncommon Goods, I'm speaking for them now, we're all out of the ordinary.
I bought from them, Mike. Ooh. It's really cool. It's a charcoal sketch of mm-hmm. Mike O'Mara sitting down.
Yes, with pimples and stubble on the top of my head.
You look beautiful.
With like warts, like garbage pail warts coming out of my head. The bird test. I heard you two talking about it. It piqued my curiosity as to what exactly it is, because I wanted to talk about the game that I heard about today on the radio called Dispatch. But the bird test seems to be getting more attention.
You may have already been tested and not known.
That's true. It's a relationship thing, Mike.
Really?
Yeah. It's something that your wife would test you on.
Yeah,
the bird test?
Here it is explained on TikTok. See if this rings any bells. It should pop up any second.
How strong your relationship is by testing it out. The way you could test this theory is with a very simple prompt of, I saw a bird today. And if your spouse turns to you and starts asking questions about the bird, that means your relationship's in
all
good
right,
standing.
I can't even
and I am not sure if my husband passed this test or not. So you guys need to go check out this video and let me know what you guys think in the comments down below.
It's a real simple thing that's going around with wives where they say, I saw a bird today mm-hmm. to see how their husband will respond. If he asks you about the bird, what kind of bird, what color bird, anything, mm-hmm. he passes. If he doesn't care, then he doesn't care.
Right.
And he fails.
Now, I am a, especially down here, where we all are now, in South Florida.
Florida.
You're in Northern Florida. I love bird life. Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic. Now, because of that, I may pass the test where the bird, but I'm not. There are other things that she would say to me that.
What would be a good parallel question she could bait you with?
She was talking about her brick and mortar store today,
mm-hmm.
and how, hey, Reese, thank you very much. Test this bird. There you go. Reese with a $25 super chat.
I love
chat.
You, Reese.
Much appreciated. Thank you so much. You're so generous to us all the time, Reese, and we appreciate that. It depends for me what part of the day it's in. When I am on a Tuesday, I am starting at about 1:30. I'm up to my ass in getting ready to do this little thing we do every day, mm-hmm. and so I'm pretty tied up. And I will be honest about it and say I'd love to chat about that, but I gotta roll. As far as her, okay, I'll give you a great example. The other night. I'm online. You know, everybody does this. We live in our own worlds, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes Carla gets what I call the share vibe, where I'm being tapped on the shoulder 9 times in a row with something she wants to show me on the screen. And the thing that everybody should know about that even if it is great and it's funny and it's something, usually getting that type of video or whatever funny it is shoved in your face to look at on somebody else's phone, it doesn't cut it. Would I be accurate
no.
with that? Right?
You're right.
I don't want to see that. I don't need to see that. I want to see, you know, send me a link or something. But no, God Almighty, don't send me a
don't
link.
Don't do that. Do not do that.
Don't do it. Don't do that, please, God. Oh, no.
Do you feel...
Yeah,
do you...
Hold on. Stop. I got to do more than that, Rob, right now.
Oh, okay.
Listeners, you did not hear me say that. I do not wish to ever get a link. Thank you. I just wanted to make that clear.
And when you send them to me, mm-hmm. I don't forward them to Mike.
There you go.
Right.
When you tell me to.
Absolutely. Do you feel that Carla could choose her moments better with any time she chooses to share? And it doesn't have to be just, you know, a video on her phone or anything.
You know, Rob, when I'm at the end of a day, we're guilty of for sleep patterns doing this where the last thing she's doing, she's on her phone and I'm on my laptop.
Yeah.
And we're just mindlessly scrolling through garbage, right? And that's my routine. I don't even watch news or TV or anything anymore. I'm just in bed popping through silly little videos and they're meaningless.
Right.
And I couldn't even remember what they were the night before. So that's when I'm like, that's all I want. That's all the visual stimuli that I want. So I don't want at that time to be tap, share. Please don't do that. So
yeah,
from that standpoint, I would fail the bird test.
Would Carla fail the bird test from you, though?
Yeah, probably. Because, I mean, with Carla, here's one of the things I like to share with Carla. I like to share when we're watching a show together. If we find something that's a procedural from Britain that mm-hmm. we both get into, there's nothing better. We look forward to it. She almost exclusively kind of looks at her phone while she's watching television. I do not. I'm a guy. I dive in. I'm all in.
But do you keep your phone at your side? I do, in case I need to look up an actor or something.
I have the phone there. I have the phone there, and I will, watching sporting events sometimes, you know, during football especially, with all the commercials, I'll surf during commercial breaks.
Sure.
I'll do that. But I like to share, but that, you know, when it comes to shoving a phone in my face, thank you, no. I don't want to deal with that. How about you, Josh? What's your deal?
Well, I passed the bird test, but it frustrated me because she tried this on me.
Oh, she really did.
And I asked lots of questions about the bird, and she didn't have the answers. So then I just got annoyed at, what are you talking about then? What's going on?
And the test,
so you have to at least be prepared. Think about what type of bird you saw. Don't just tell someone you saw a bird.
Bird is the word.
And I think we have an advantage in Florida because there are so many birds down here. I do look at birds every day.
But, you know, Josh, I know that you have a certain way of dealing with your lady. I have a certain way of dealing with mine. But the person that would probably be the least engaged would be in the upper right. Are
there windows in your basement?
Do you Would you both fail the bird test? Both of you?
Both of us wouldn't even try to do it because we're so disengaged. We wouldn't even try it. But yeah, we'd fail, of course. I would. You know what she'd get from me? Yep. That's it. And she would say, are you checking the prices on Lyft versus Uber?
Oh, that was a. Did you hear about that one, Josh?
Yeah, I talked about it on the show yesterday. She's not a big bird person, not a big person for, you know, curiosity or relationships or happiness.
Somebody's blowing me up here.
Who is it? Is it someone see a bird?
I saw a bird.
Yeah.
No, I would alienate listeners if I responded the way I want to respond to this text.
Okay, then don't.
It's a text for doing good for others. And I want to tell them to F off.
You do well, it for 90 minutes a day.
Every day you've done it for your entire life, good for others, just by being you.
No, I give a nice salute to the Convoy of Hope. Mm-hmm. Help people in Jamaica out. There it is. I wanted to say, I wouldn't want to say F off.
They've got a big old convoy.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold on.
Trucking across the USA.
Convoy, that's C.W. McCall. Yes. Let me just respond to this.
Short and, guy, C.W. McCall.
All right. Yeah. All right, I sent them just a brief message.
Just brief.
Yes. Stop. No, I'm sorry. Does that make me a monster?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all.
It makes you someone who doesn't want spam.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, what Jim Hoffman says, I usually respond by saying Swiss cheese, please. What the hell does that mean? Sometimes I read crap that are in the comments because it just makes me laugh.
Sure, but could you text that to them?
Swiss cheese, please.
Yeah, I saw a bird. Swiss cheese, please. Yeah.
All right, real quick, I did want to ask you two. You didn't know anything about it. I don't know if this is just me being manipulated, but it was Dispatch. That was the game. Rob, did you not plug in the right cord today or something like that?
No,
Do you hear me? Away. I hear you, but you're frozen.
Okay, let me come back in a second. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Mike. I had marvelous
tests. Come off the Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have anything else open. Silly boy.
All right, very good.
So the Dispatch game?
Yeah, the Dispatch game is, and the reason I was curious, it says this game would be for non-gamers. It's called Dispatch.
All right.
And apparently
it's a video game?
It is a serial video game. It's not like anything that's been online before. Your job, the way this was explained to me, and by the way, I'm not looking at anything right now, is to dispatch superheroes to if he was offline, would he be dark right now? Would he be completely dark, or would he still be just there? He goes, all right, Jesus Christ.
A video game,
yes. You dispatch superheroes to fix situations, like there's a fire in a skyscraper, you're supposed to dispatch. All right, I gotta look it up.
So it's like, I got it, it's kind of like a SimCity type game, but for superheroes.
That is the way it's explained
you're the guy
to me.
Managing all right, it. I see it's available on the PlayStation.
Okay. You can get it online, I think.
Yeah.
It is
described as a superhero workspace comedy.
And maybe it's not as popular as I thought it might be.
No, it looks like it's really popular.
I don't know why
I've never heard of it, but it's 1 million copies in the last 10 days. It's only been out 10 days.
Like, that's stunningly successful, correct?
I think so, for an independent.
It's an upcoming episodic adventure game. The game is scheduled to, well, it's already been released. So it's already been released on Wikipedia. Release date, October 22nd. So it's out there. And I'm trying to see where the actual website is. No, I'm not getting it, unfortunately.
No, it's available on computers through Steam and available on PlayStation. And it says you are, it stars Aaron Paul and Laura Bailey. And you're a dispatcher.
Yeah, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad is one of the voice actors they have. A superhero workplace comedy where choices matter. Manage a dysfunctional team of misfit heroes and strategize who to send to emergencies around the city, all while balancing office politics, personal relationships, and your own quest to become a hero. Let me tell you simply why I brought this to you.
Yeah.
You especially, not Rob.
I'll check it out.
I brought this to you because this seems to be something that not only you would like, but you would probably be versed in. So I don't know how new it is, but obviously you've got the stats on it, so it's very, very popular.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Let me see.
You know, I am having dinner with my daughter tonight, my 20-year-old, after this. And my guess is this is right in her wheelhouse. This is something that she probably has played.
All right. If it's positive, if she gets positive vibes on this, I was listening to it. I was curious about it. And it's something that I think I wouldn't mind doing. I'm not a big one for role-playing type games, but this sounds like it might be interesting.
Would you like to see the trailer?
Yeah, please do. I'd love to see the trailer. Thank you for bringing that up. That's very, very cool.
Take your clothes off.
What's happening right now?
It's better if you keep your identity a secret. Here.
So it looks
like you being
bigger. You click on the screen to make decisions.
I was a little drunk.
You got the hate and the jealousy. This ain't no kick, boss, don't copy me.
I work better alone.
The hell, man?
Hello, Robert.
How do you move so quiet?
I float.
What the fuck?
So it doesn't really explain.
I only came in as I thought we were playing Magic the Gathering tonight. I am hoping we still may.
It doesn't explain much. It looks like it's a you click on the screen and tell it what to do, and kind of like a like those books where you used to be like choose to go to page 5 or page 30. Yeah. It looks like it's that style of game.
All right, ask your daughter about it and keep me posted because I'd be very, very curious.
I will. I'll ask tonight about it.
To see what goes on. But it's called Dispatch, and apparently it's making a bit of noise.
So that's the trailer for the game. I'm sorry that I missed the introduction to it. Yeah, it looks horrible.
Yeah. Now, why do you say that? Why?
Well, because,
it doesn't look that horrible.
Well, look noisy. Doesn't anyone play dominoes anymore?
Okay. Or just canasta.
I love
just go,
canasta.
You know, go, yeah, of course. Well, you're in the right spot, a 55 and older community down there. All right. We have to move on. The show continues, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll talk. Josh and I maybe talk daughters when we come back here because I've got a dilemma and I'm not quite sure what to do. You've all heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. If you don't know about peptides, I don't know where you've been because they've been around now and they're getting great results with peptides. These prescription medications have allowed people to lose incredible amounts of weight. I personally have lost 80 pounds with these medications. And, you know, don't be a judge of my bobbleheads, okay?
No,
I really have lost the weight.
And you
can lose
up.
Weight. Yes, when I stand up and I don't sit down with garbage pail pimples. Here's the best part
GPTs.
For you. For you losing weight, too. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to DermGlow Skin. You just click the weight loss button, choose your peptide, take a quiz. A doctor approves your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. At DermGlow, they know what these amazing products are, and they know that they are not cheap. That's why they have 3 great payment plans, and they accept HSA and FSA. Don't miss out on a huge discount on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. And the only thing I wrote down today on the show was that my elusive daughter. And what I mean by that is that my elusive daughter, it's just being... It's gotten to a point where it's really almost impossible to get in touch with her. And I actually, a couple of weeks ago, went through my middle daughter and my ex-wife just to make sure she was okay.
Oh, wow.
And
that's next level stuff.
Do you try, is it texting and phone calls?
I see
with my kids, older girls, they don't answer the phone. But if I text, I'll probably get an answer the next day.
Yeah, no one answers the phone anymore.
at all.
I'm going to do it tonight because this is on me as well. I think that I don't want to misinform people and make it sound like it's a bigger deal than it is. It's not, because I do know she's okay. And the thing is, though, I just I don't know how to approach it. You know, she's all grown up now, and the fact is that she's her own person and she can do what she wants. But I want to just
maybe buy a billboard just to get her attention.
October 23rd. Just checking. This is me. Just checking in. Tried to call you a couple of times. Hope all is well.
Oh, yeah. See, the timing's bad. Dispatch came out the day before.
That's the problem.
Do you think I'm full of it when it comes to Dispatch, that it's not a thing at all?
No, it said it sold 1 million copies in 10 days.
That's what I thought. That's a big deal. I thought it might be. October 24th, which is almost 24 hours later. Hey, I love you. I'm alive. Just very, very busy.
Oh, that's from her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to sort of counter that with your own thing. It says, well, that's great. I'm alive, but not feeling too well.
Yeah. Right, I've got tea times, too.
Hey, that's the real, that's the me. He doesn't say stuff like that to you. He just says stuff like that to me. That's what he does. He says the real mean stuff to me. That's how that goes.
Come on. You're very busy.
Yes, but anyway, I'll keep you posted. I'm going to address it tonight, and that's when to address it, because it's you know, the West Coast. So I'll let you know how that goes, and we'll see. Now,
so you're sensitive to the time difference when you contact her.
Well, I have to be, or you know, if it's the work day, I'm not going to get any headway at all.
She won't
pick up. And if it is the you know, too early, she's, you know, hasn't gotten her day started yet. So I'm going to try, but it's like I think it's a two-way street. I think I have to be more proactive, and I intend to be. Now, a new feature, now that Rob is in Miami and he's going back and forth to medical facilities each and every day, it's what did Rob steal from the hospital, a new fabulous Mike O'Mara show feature that we're pliable on this show. We can make pudding out of crap. We do it all the time. And what did Rob steal from the hospital is my new favorite feature.
Mike, you're going to love this. And you may think I took
what
this.
What did Rob steal from the hospital is a copyrighted feature.
You may think I stole this because I don't pay attention to hygiene. No, no. I just saw it, and I had the opportunity. I dropped it in my bag. This.
Did you have to have it?
Yeah, and you were bored.
Yeah. It's the brand is Medline Remedy Essentials Cleanse No Rinse Foam Cleanser for cleansing and conditioning hair and skin. It's
is
like
it
something
like,
Elvis would have used.
Elvis shower stuff that...
Exactly.
It's like dry shower.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dry shower.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
I have not. Let's do it.
Okay. Where are you going to... You don't have any hair, though, so where are you going to put it?
My head gets dirty.
Okay. All right. Just put a little in your hand and see what happens to it.
Let's see if the head... Oh. I thought it was a spray. I didn't expect that.
How does it feel? How does it feel going on? What's it smell like? What's it smell like?
I feel like I've been... I feel like there's... like Jergens? Yeah.
Well, rub it in.
I think maybe it has to dry. Yeah. Am I really shiny? I don't know that I'll revisit it again.
Lean your head forward.
Really
lean your head forward. No, it looks like it's dissipating, which is what it's about. And it smells like a hand cream. That's what it is.
Yeah, almost. You know, I shouldn't say Jergens because that smells like almonds. This is just like regular unscented lotion.
Does it feel like it's dissipating at all?
It feels like. Unrewarding. Meaningless.
Okay, what the hell else did you steal for the love
okay,
of God?
This is fun because we'll be able to play with this. This is a sterilized sodium chloride. No, what did they say? This is do not place syringe on a sterile field. This is a 0.9% sodium chloride injection in a syringe form.
Wait, is that
the liquid?
Does it have
in
stuff
there?
In it?
Yeah,
you stole medicine.
You stole medicine from a hospital, you monster!
It's saline. If he had an IV, they'd use it to flush it.
No, it's not. It's not saline.
No, hold on.
It's not saline.
Did you just remove that from
medicine?
So, what is sodium chloride?
I don't know.
Salt.
It's salt.
Yes, and there's a 0.9%. This is saline solution. That's all it is.
Where was it when you took it? Was it sitting outside someone's room?
Show me on the doctor where you got touched.
No, it was in the bowl of supplies like gauze and toothpaste and stuff like that.
Oh, like with the Halloween
candy. But I thought it would be fun. Sort of. These are fun because they squirt so far. I'm going to take the lid off. Now, it's not a syringe with a needle. It, like, screws in for flushing a line. I remember because my son
He's
had
been
this.
Down there too long, Josh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, it's 4 hours.
Okay, that's fun. That's fun. That's
and it. I didn't hit a single senior citizen.
Do you have any are you in for the night now when you're
yes.
done here? You're
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
going to be doing anything?
We went
anything?
Over this morning, so I came back tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Why do
you
ask?
You don't feel like going walking around maybe the crime-ridden parts of Miami?
Well, you got
to
get dinner.
Try to sell that?
Yeah, what are you doing for dinner tonight? What's the dinner? You know you've thought about that.
I have no idea. I haven't had dinner for I've eaten, but I haven't had dinner for the past 2 nights because at the end of the day we're just so wore out we go to bed. So hopefully right. tonight we'll go get something. I'd like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
But
that's good.
There's a place called BurgerFi that is excellent. I'd like that.
BurgerFi?
Yeah, BurgerFi is pretty good.
BurgerFi.
We have those here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have one down here.
Yeah.
But we are getting, last thing here, we are getting a Raising Cane. And by the way, Josh, do you have the video today? The beautiful video? Do you
the video
have
is coming out of South Florida today.
It's coming out of Miami?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Well. Thanks for the vote of confidence, Mike.
Rob, you have a terrible connection today. That's the problem. So we might have to improvise on that particular thing. But the last thing, my son is out of his mind. Now, he's not feeling well. He's not going to practice tonight because he's feeling under the weather. But Raising Cane's is coming to Fort Myers, Florida, and he is out of his mind. I don't see the attraction. Kids seem to love it.
The kids love the chicken fingers.
They
and the
love
sauce,
the chicken
right?
fingers. Yeah, the sauce yeah. apparently is the but, big deal. But
I don't
me,
understand
so
it
much.
In Florida because we already have Zaxby's, and it all tastes exactly the same.
I think it does. But
their sauce
he's excited
tastes the
about
same,
it.
Too.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then when we continue this show, we are going to try to get some beautiful video. You have moments which are okay, but the lady talking was very challenging, and I thought we were okay. But we'll see what happens when we come back and try some beautiful video. We'll see if it works down there. Get a pencil and a piece of construction paper, and please write this down. Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's show, Graham, and they're pouring out, get it, a deal yes. that you can't ignore. They connect you directly to the world's best independent winemakers, so you get world-class wine delivered right to your door for up to 60% off store prices. No middlemen, no nonsense, just incredible wine. Use code TMOS at nakedwines.com for $100 off your first order. Six bottles, $39.99. We've told you that before. It's fantastic. I got the family, part of them, coming in for Thanksgiving. I will be getting my case of wonderful wine, and we love it. Every holiday, we love it. Every bottle's better than the last. Naked Wines, because life's too short for bad wine. Let's all head to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher and put in TMOS for both the code and password to get 100 off your first order. That's six bottles, $39.99 with shipping included. $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. And please use the code and password TMOS for the six bottles for $39.99. Now, you look stable
hey,
right
I
now.
I like that. Some beautiful video.
See what
so we'll see. We hope for the best. Mike, it's election day.
Yes.
Again, I feel bad that I didn't get a chance to vote. But here's a reminder from our political history that,
no,
really,
it ain't going to work.
Elections.
Oh, no. It's not going to work. All right, go ahead. We'll try it once and we'll see. But go ahead. Let's see what happens.
All right. Elections are important. They really, truly are. And sometimes you have to wait
all right.
to get in
just,
to the
just,
booth.
I would ask that the all the videos.
Smash that
sent
like
to
button.
All videos sent to Mr. Soroka. I don't know why we tried to
we
do it
do
out of Miami
tomorrow.
In the first place, guys. That's we'll give that a crack tomorrow, and we'll make it work. We will make it work. There's a lot going on the show right now.
Very
and,
disappointed. Very.
Well,
disappointed.
What did Tricky Dick? What did Tricky Dick do, Rob? What was
that? Was
his,
that was an AI where it said, "I will resign this office." Effective 12 noon tomorrow. So make sure to smash that like button and subscribe.
Did I say erections are important? I don't know.
At noon tomorrow. remember to smash that like button and hit subscribe.
That's terrible.
It really helps out the channel.
Really? That doesn't even look... They did something to Nixon's mouth where it didn't really look like Nixon.
No, I think the problem is when they use like old video and that looks so horrible back then, they can't really match it. And it does look horrible. So that's
By the way, if you do watch The Morning Show and it's back on now, one of my favorites on Apple TV, The Morning Show is back. And a huge part of the first few episodes is AI and what AI does.
Oh, okay.
And look, it's a soap opera. I know it's pulp. I know it's crap, but it's kind of fun. And watching Jennifer Aniston do her thing to me is
I might watch the previous season to get back in line with it, because I don't even remember where it left off.
All right, now you're stable. You want to try one more before we get out of here?
Sure, let's give it a try. This. Yes,
all right, let's try.
Did you know?
I'm just glad to have you with us, and we'll get. There's some bugs that we work out. When
and
we're
if
on
not,
the road.
Mike, I've prepared a closing joke. I can tell, and that
I'd
doesn't require
it.
Video.
Fantastic. We will.
But
count
did
on
you
it.
Know that in the movie Grease, this was before Samuel L. Jackson was a big star. He had a small supporting role in Grease. Let's see if you remember Samuel L. Jackson from Grease.
Let's go. Okay. Here we go. Here we go with the video.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Miami, coming now.
No, no, it's not working. All right, Mike. So these two guys are talking. All right.
I like that you canceled it yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
I know, okay. And I'm here. Okay, these you two guys are talking, and one of them says to the other, "says You know the thing about women." Everybody
get that
finds
closing before he goes. Get that closing music loud and ready,
ready
to go.
To go.
Thank you. All right.
He says, you know, people find different things attractive about women. Do you like a woman that has really saggy breasts? And the guy says, no, no, I don't. He says, well, do you like a woman that has a mustache? He says, no, not really. He says, well, do you like a woman with a big ass, like a Mack truck? He says, no, I don't. He says, that's weird. Why are you banging my wife?
Okay, there it is, ladies. And at least it didn't drop out on the punchline. I thought it was a lock that it would drop out on the punchline. It didn't. That is a win. I'm going to take it, and you should too, people. That's the grasshopper walks into a bar. There you go. That's it. You've heard that one, right? The grasshopper walks into a bar?
No.
Yeah. Let me see if I can remember it. Now I've got to compete. Now the pressure is on.
Oh, I know. I know the grasshopper joke. Grasshopper walks to the bar, and the bartender sees him, and he's surprised. And he says, you know, we have a drink named after you. And he says, you have a drink named Arthur?
There it is. Bada bing. Very good. That's two. Way to go. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode from Miami and St. Augustine and Fort Myers. Welcome to Florida. Hey, Governor DeSantis, how about reaching out with a little love? You know, do something for
us. Yeah, make us a bobblehead doll.
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I hate my computer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't have it.
Do a quick voice impression, just like four words.
I'm sorry, but my computer has pooped the bed also. Have a nice evening.